Once again, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and it's time now for music.
Every time I listen to the sound of a baby wailing the night away.
That deep, resounding voice belongs to Dawn Gibson. He spells it D-A-U-G-H-N, not like the country singing Don Gibson of the 50s and 60s. This Dawn Gibson held a number of truly odd jobs before his singing career took off, from long-haul trucking to playing drums in a blues metal band to working in a porn shop. More on that later. Gibson became buzzworthy last year with his debut album, All Hell. This song is from his latest, a new record called Me Moan. And both offerings left reviewers fumbling to describe this sound and to place this voice. It lives somewhere between Johnny Cash and Iggy Pop.
I don't even consider myself a singer at all. I always call myself a drummer, and I probably always will. It wasn't up until really last year when I started working on All Hell that I was singing on any recordings at all.
You didn't know you have that fabulous voice? Come on.
I didn't know until I got up to the mic to belch it out, and I was, you know, pleasantly surprised. I found a voice I could sing in that didn't make me cringe later on. So I just continued using that voice and appropriating different background music for the voice.
How do you describe your music, or what's your favorite description of your music?
I guess there's no easy way to do it. Generally, I just say it's country techno, and then whoever I tell that to rolls their eyes and walks away. Now I've kind of just been saying, well, I just do country music.
It was a quiet afternoon, talking with my drink at Rio Bar and Grill.
You know, I'm really attracted to the story that is a true story from your life, and this is you get your trucking license, you're 22 years old, you're doing these long-haul jobs, really a lonely job.
Well, I mean, when you're driving long stretches like that, you tend to wax nostalgic a lot. And even at the age of 22, I remember just thinking about old days and old loves and old embarrassments. It's enough to drive you completely insane. But I did make certain discoveries along the way, and I guess an appreciation of matching music with landscapes or matching music with certain scenes. And listening to people that you meet at bars or you know, truck stops, it gives you a greater sense of empathy. And it, for me, it seemed like it defined my palette a little bit more, and not necessarily musically, just in terms of how to approach things creatively altogether.
What took me down something long is one shot. They made it so hot. You left me in the parking lot. Ooh, kissing on the blacktop.
This wasn't the only really interesting job that you had, Dawn Gibson. You also worked, I think, in a dirty bookstore, right? I mean, I love the story of how you were asked to keep an eye on the customers.
Yeah. That was also a job for, you know, I was about 20 years old, and a friend of mine had just gotten fired from it, which, you know, it takes a lot to get fired from an adult bookstore. I'm not quite sure what he did. So I took the job, and every night it was me and, you know, five other derelicts behind the counter, not really doing anything, just listening to rap music and watching the security monitors to make sure no one was in the back, you know, doing anything wrong.
Even though they're encouraged to come in there to do things wrong.
Basically, yeah, we're giving them carte blanche to explore all their carnal desires in these back rooms. But when they cross the line, and it's a very thin line, we have to go back and scold them.
A lot of these songs are raw. I mean, they are speaking from the heart, but they're also, you know, at that edge where what we might call polite society just wouldn't want to go or drift into. A lot of bad behavior, a lot of really bad behavior. I'm thinking about a song, I was marveling to read that it's based on a true story, and this is a song you call The Pisgy Nest. Tell me the tale behind that one, would you please?
Well, yeah, somewhere in central Pennsylvania, I was driving around with a buddy of mine and someone who's from there, and we were in a mountain area, and we passed by a village called the Pisgy Nest. It's more or less, you know, what someone in West Virginia or Kentucky would call a holler. This was just kind of a dilapidated mountain village. And really, he just said, this is a place where the state trooper's daughter would go to engage in kind of extreme sexual behavior. And I was really disturbed by it, only because the setting, it was dark out, we were driving around at night.
I read in the account of this that she was actually engaging in prostitution. I mean, that her boyfriend was sort of pimping her out.
Well, yeah, that was actually an embellishment, because really the story was so bare that I didn't have much to go on. I think I'm generally moved by obscene things. You know, I'm a fan of B-movies. I'm a fan of trauma. I'm a fan of dirty books. Sometimes I find something can be moving and artistic and obscene all at once. I don't want to do it too much or be over the top, but that was a memory of mine, or just hearing the story activated my imagination. So more or less, I just elaborated on that one sentence.
When you think about the lyrics you write, the stories you want to tell, are you drawn to what might be called, and this does make me think so much about country, the broken places?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Country music resonates with me for that reason. It is the only genre of music that actually makes me fully cry. So when I go into that writing words, I'm not thinking about, you know, metaphors or abstractions. I want to be as hyper-literal as I can and make there a clear understanding of what's happening in this particular scene.
If you're still unsure, time will only bend you like nothing else can. You can always find my love, only if I'm trying to get the earth to live.
That's Don Gibson. His new album is called Me Moan. You can hear a few tracks on our website at nprmusic.org. Don Gibson, it was a real pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise, Jackie. Thank you.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. For much more on the national reaction to the verdict in the Zimmerman trial, stay with NPR online at npr.org and on the radio tomorrow morning on Morning Edition. I'm Jackie Leiden. Thanks for listening and have a great week.